Back to School Day 2018, also known as Parents Day. Happy Parents Day to you. And kids, welcome back. We missed you. We missed you so, so much. We are here live from IR Griffith Primary School in Johannesburg, Blair Gowrie to be precise. And I can already see some excited kids strolling in, man. It's day one. Excited kids. Mom's looking and Dad's looking a little bit wonky.
A little nervous. A little...
You know, but it's all good. The teachers are, they are so excited. I've never seen such excited teachers.
The weather is compliant.
Absolutely. It's a beautiful day in Josie. And we're so happy to be here this morning, courtesy of Danon. And with us this morning, you know what? I suppose we don't have to tell you about the importance of breakfast. How important that is to start your day, to start your day right. With us here is Milani. And she is from Danon. What exactly do you do? Thanks and welcome on the show.
I'm a qualified dietitian, Martin.
Okay, right. Do people underestimate the importance of breakfast? Do people still underestimate the importance of breakfast, especially parents?
Totally. I think what we can see now from research is that 1 in 5 children do indeed skip breakfast. And yes, various reasons are given for skipping breakfast. But what is interesting is that almost 33% of children are saying that they are not eating breakfast because nobody else in the household is eating something.
Wow.
I was actually about to ask her that. I mean, I found with my children, if they see me eating, yes, we're in it together. If you're not eating and you're rushing off.
You cannot underestimate the role models we play as parents.
Yeah.
All right, so just quickly, without getting too technical, what must parents listening now, what are some good tips? How can they make sure that their kids get off to the right start?
It should be simple and tasty. If you don't produce something that's tasty, your child's not going to eat it. A very simple formula is cereal, yogurt, and fruit.
Yeah.
And if you can, even prepare it in a beautiful glass the night before, keep it in a fridge. And off you go. You know, you've got breakfast for everybody in the morning. And you could do that for everybody. So it looks like you are in a hotel environment every morning.
Nice.
Yes. The breakfast option? The fruit, the cereals.
And the continental.
The continental breakfast option, kids. Ask for the continental option when you're at home. Yogurt is a good start.
Absolutely. What we're saying is that yogurt, of course, has the good bacteria in it.
Yeah.
And choose one that has added vitamins. Vitamins A, B, D, and E.
Nutri-Day?
Nutri-Day, for sure, from Danon. And, you know, add other things to it, like a cereal and more fruit, just to bulk it up if you need to. But on its own, it's also good if that's all you can cope with in the morning.
Yeah. I have a son who's obsessed with bananas. So I always find, like, throw a banana in there. He'll jump.
You're good. Just a quick one. What is the one thing to avoid in the morning? What's like the worst thing you can do for your kids first thing in the morning when it comes to breakfast?
I would certainly not give them anything sugary in terms of a sugary a beverage or a drink or a juice like that. I would certainly avoid that.
The Americans love like waffles and stuff in the morning. And crumpets and high sugary kind of stuff. No good.
No good.
Because that causes a dip, right?
You do want a combination of protein, which you can find in yogurt and cereal. You know, we always say carbohydrate energy is good. It's the ready and immediate energy that children need. And fruit for the immunity of one's body.
Right, so some handy tips for you coming in this morning from Marlene. She's a scientist working for Danon. We are here courtesy of Danon this morning. So in short and sweet, cereal, yogurt, and fruit is about as good as it's going to get. And it's easy and it's simple.